Iran has old aging ships that they've loaded oil on for years, and recently in months in during the war, anticipating the war, we believe there's 90 million barrels of Iranian oil outside the Strait of Hormuz. They got that out before the blockade, and they've got roughly 1,500 ships of these aging ships. Now, here's the path. There's three phases. It starts in Iran. They load the old oil ships and send them all the way down here into what is a nautical no man's land called the Eastern Outer Port Limits. It's in the Strait of Singapore, just off the coast of Malaysia. And what happens there is the whole operations secrecy. They transfer, they connect ship to ship to Asian Chinese shipping ships that come in and they sit next to each other. They transfer the oil from the Iranian old ship into the new Asian ship, and they disguise it, mask it, and relabel it before it then goes up to China. Remember, 90% of Iranian oil is going to China. China gets 40% of all of their oil from Iran. This is the pipeline of the shadow fleet that's been going on. When they did the ship to ship, before they put them on there, they used disabling trackers to get the ships into this secret nautical no man's land. They paint over identity numbers of the ships so they can't be identified, and they change the flags from which the ships are coming from. And what happens when the ship happens, once it leaves the strait and heads to China, it's relabeled as being from a questionable Malaysian source, and it's not tracked, and it's all done illegally despite U.S. sanctions specifically on this oil.